Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Manage your anger. 206-803-ROCK. There is a strange way one woman is doing it. She's going viral for it, too. She takes a bowl of ice cubes into the bathroom with her and then throws them as hard as she can into the bathtub.
That's rather aggressive.
It's very aggressive. She put it up on TikTok, and everyone has an opinion about it, but you got to hear the audio of what it sounds like.
Now, if you live with her, either as a significant other or as a roommate, at that moment when you hear that, do you just turn around and say, you know what, I'm just going to go to the neighborhood bar, take a minute, wait for them to calm down? They are throwing ice cubes aggressively into a bathtub and they're grunting. I don't want to be in the house.
Well, some people are arguing that it's not destructive. It's kind of like, you know, it's like a rage room, you know, she's not actually hurting anything. It's all contained. Mm-hmm. But other people think that she's a psycho.
I mean, she could be both.
Yeah, it's cheaper than therapy, I guess.
How do you manage? I don't know. Do you ever get angry?
Yes.
Okay. I assume so. You're a parent. Kids will make you mad over the dumbest stuff sometimes. But how do you manage your anger?
Honestly, I just get outside. Usually it's like take the dogs for
scream?
A walk. Not usually.
Okay.
Not much of a screamer.
I scream at the person, but just like go outside and be like, and then all of a sudden the roosters start going,
No, but that's, you know, farm chores. I'll go out and visit with the animals, get in the garden, walk around the trails. That's just take some deep breaths.
Many folks just don't get.
Are the animals your therapists?
They kind of are.
Yeah.
Who gives the best advice? The goats, the chickens, or?
Oh, definitely Ginger the goat.
Ginger the goat, yeah.
Ginger is the goat.
She's got very understanding eyes.
Oh, she really does.
Okay. You know, what
do you
a comforting
do?
Tongue.
Yeah. What do you do?
You know what I now do? It's a weird story, but it's going to sound sad, but it's not really meant to be a sad story. But it actually was like a massive wake up call. So I grew up in a very temperamental household with my dad. My dad would fly off the handle on everything. I love my dad, don't get me wrong. But like he had and still does have some massive temper issues. Like he's older now, so a little more chill. But I mean, this is still the same guy that would like yell at somebody at like 75 years old and try and fight them. Like he's just like, he'll snap. First time my wife ever met my parents, he snapped because my mom changed the thermostat and he lost his mind about that. So I always try my best not to let my temper get the best of me. But I grew up in a household where that was just the thing, my brother, my dad. And sadly, at times, like, you know, you get kind of caught up in that and you kind of become a temperamental person. I really do try my best not to. This is a couple of weeks ago, and my wife and I had an argument, and it was a dumb one, and I raised my voice. And it was like maybe like 2 minutes of us arguing.
Sure.
But I looked and I saw my daughter, like, kind of like sitting on the couch, and like you could tell like her whole body language just changed, and she was like kind of like trying to like just sink herself as far into the couch as humanly possible, and it wrecked me.
Oh.
Like I saw that, and I swear, like to this day, and I mean obviously like, you know, it's still new, but every time I even think of like getting into an argument, I instantly think of that, and it brings me back to earth.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in that, and that was the hardest thing. Like, you know, when you grow up in a house where everyone's yelling, sometimes, like, you just kind of, like, you become very introverted, and you kind of ball up, and you just want to be in your room and be left alone, and I don't want her to grow up that way. I don't want her to have that kind of, like, world where she's scared because dad's yelling all the time or anything along those lines. So even though this wasn't on, you know, my wife would probably be like, I didn't even remember what you were talking about. Like, it wasn't anything awful, but it was enough to make her get weird. Oh. And I was like, I do not want her to live in that kind of a household. So now, like, anytime, like, you know, little things get, because you're tired, you get annoyed by something, you just want to, like, quickly, like, be abrupt in whatever you say, I instantly think of that. And that's the best way for me recently. I know it sounds kind of serious. I'm not trying to be like, bring the room down, but like, that is how I manage any kind of temper now. It's like, yeah. I do not want her to grow up in a house where she has to see that, experience that. Like, obviously, at times you're going to have arguments and stuff, but it doesn't need to be where you're raising your voice.
Yeah, for sure.
So that to me has been like the biggest inspiration now. Is like, I do not want my daughter to grow up how I grew up, where you're scared.
Would you ever throw ice cubes in your bathtub?
No, I throw them at my wife all the time. No.
Oh, my God.
Duck. They're coming out. They're the little pellet ones. They don't hurt that bad. No.
No. Oh, now I'm thinking about ice.
Okay.
The pebble ice is the best ice.
It's nice.
It's the king of ice.
It's nice ice. Someone said, for me, it's smoking or vaping. But since I quit, my anger is getting really bad. I need to find a new outlet. How does our friend Sarah over here, because Sarah's a very emotional person.
Sure I am. And I used to have quite the temper because my father was quite the screamer. So instead of me...
And you pick up those habits as much as you don't want to, you do.
Yes. And my brother was kind of like, I feel like how Tatum was. And he just kind of sunk and kind of would hide in his room and not say. And I was the opposite. And so I got the temper back and would just fight back. So I used to be a screamer. I used to be really insane, even more insane now. And now I kind of have my moments, but I go... do a lot of yoga, get in my namaste. I call myself Namaste Sarah.
I've heard you say that, and I think it's hilarious because I could see it in your eyes. You want to snap at someone, and then I hear you say namaste, and I'm like, oh, that's her. That's her. That's a little code word for her.
Yeah, that's my get myself in check, you know, don't freak out. And I swear that people who like go to yoga a lot, they do it to keep the crazy bitch tamed.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.